Christmas more than magic. In bits of blue and gold, a tapestry to feel and see, impossible to hold. Once amid the soft silver sadness in the sky, there came a man of fortune, a drifter passing by. He wore a torn and tattered cloth around his leathered hide, and a coat of many colors, yellow, green on either side. He moved with some uncertainty, as if he didn't know just what he was there for, where he ought to go. Tonight, and you're all beautiful. You having a good time, huh? Going to the Santa Rip. Are you having a good time? I said, are you having a good time? A little bit louder now. Are you having a good time? Please. I'd like to do a song for you that I wrote with Jerry Goffin about 19, 20 years ago. It was recorded by Freddie Scott, and I used to love to sing it, but in those days before Women's Lib, a girl didn't sing, "Hey girl," but I can do it now. Thank you.
it forward? All right, if that's possible, can we do that? Move the piano a bit forward? I don't think we can do too much, but just a little bit. Hey, George Burns was here today. We didn't have any time to do this, you know? I'm into moving furniture.
Give your heart, don't be afraid to try.
to me, and now, Bonehead, I want to know how many of you were around when the original record came out by the Chiffons? How many of you weren't? Just checking. I'd like to, talking about being around them, I think my oldest daughter, Louise Goffin, was 2 years old when that came out. And time does fly. She's now 22, and she's writing songs herself. And she wrote a song with her father, Jerry Goffin, and a young man named Warren Pash, who wrote Private Eyes and a bunch of other good stuff. And this is probably the only song in the show that I'm going to do that I didn't write, but I just loved it so much I had to do it. It's in the family, you know. The name of the song is Life Without Love.
Yeah.
this. It's so organic. Remember, Joplin used to drink Southern Comfort. Well, somebody's got to keep it together. Tonight you're mine, completely. You give your love so sweetly. Tonight the light of love is in your eyes. Just a moment, pleasure. Can I believe the magic of your side? Will you climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof, it's peaceful as can be, and there the world below can't bother me. Yeah. wires. You people got soul. You can't find soul in Chicago. Where are you going to find it? All right, we got a lot more music for you. We're going to take a short break because we got some surprises for you. And we want to get ready for them. So I'll see you. Lots of music for you tonight. And a couple of what I hope will be special treats for you. One of them right now is we've got a man in the band that's singing background with me and playing guitar. He's been on tour with Dan Fogelberg on his recent tour. He's just a source of strength and inspiration to both of us. He's a singer and songwriter himself, and both Dan and I have enjoyed his music for years. I'd like to share with you tonight the music of Mark Holman.
Something better now. And now the days are mine. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yay. This is John Hallman, my brother. Thought we'd bring him out here for something, but I don't know what yet, but the night is young. She'll be here soon. Have patience.
Oh,
you. Okay, one more. This is a little song about adolescence, something I'm sure you all can relate to, because some of us never grow out of it. Notice I said us.
To want his hands on the keys of the sea.
Snap your finger. Thank you. We can't go on meeting like this. Yes, we can.
Oh,
spending time as any to let you know who these guys are one at a time. Starting with the fellow on the keyboards, we have Reese Winans. Some treats, some special events. I have an album out on Atlantic. The title of the album is 1-to-1. And the new single from that album is called Read Between the Lines. And to help me do this song, I have got three local women who are just as much fun and just as sweet as can be. From Chicago to help me, Kitty and the Haywoods.
Thank you.
Okay, right now we're going to move into the 60s, you know, folk. You know, hippies, folk music, man. Acoustic. And I'd like to tell you a little bit of a story. I'm going to do it in two parts, with the introduction to this song and then the introduction to the next song. You may or may not have heard my name mentioned recently in connection with a road. Well, there was a road before this road, and I'd like to tell you that story first, because that story led to the writing of this song, a folk protest. That's folk protest. Oh, it's a new one. It's not out on any record yet. Hopefully, the next one. I live in Idaho now. That's for those of you that think of it as only potatoes. It's also mountains, streams, rivers, wilderness. Real nice. It's some place that we're trying to keep safe for you folks to come and visit before they bulldoze it all away. And I was living at a place a few years back that was, you know, a little cabin with no running water, no electricity, no phone. It was gray. And we looked out on a great big beautiful meadow where deer and elk would come. It was beautiful. And some bureaucrats within the Forest Service, there are those everywhere, decided that they wanted to put a road through this meadow to make it a highway. Yeah, let me hear you say boo. There you go. Now, the thing that made it even more obnoxious, I mean, I'm not against roads per se, but there already was a road that went around the meadow, took you from point A to point B and on. They wanted to take you from point A to point B like this, through the meadow. So now there would be two roads. So my husband and partner and I worked very hard to oppose this, and we were successful for a while. Unfortunately, they finally got it through, but this song lives on as one of our protests. It's called Go Away Sam, and I think you know which uncle we need. say in Idaho, you bet. Okay, I told you the story was going to be in two parts, right? You got the first part. Now, we continue. We moved away from the meadow that we were living at, and we bought this ranch. And this ranch has a road that runs through it. There's a main highway, and then there's this dirt road that sort of goes around. It's another one of those duplicate kind of roads from point A to point B. And some of the bureaucrats in that area, having heard of our efforts to oppose the first road, decided that they wanted to declare the part of the road that went through my property, which is with the property, as public. They just went ahead and did it. Just a declaration. We hereby declare your road public. Just like that. And thanks for your support. It is done. Oftentimes, you know, people will get a little power crazy. And the trouble is, they do get away with it because a lot of people, they've done it in different ways to a lot of people, especially out there. People don't always fight back, and when they do, they're often easily intimidated. And I'm kind of a fighter. I believe in fighting for what's right. And anything you may have read about me keeping neighbors out, that is not true. It is just not true. Okay? But we are still fighting to have that declaration overturned by the legal system in our fine country, and we are going to win on behalf of anybody that they try to do that to. And so this song is about, it's a war. Sometimes you gotta fight for what you believe in. The moon is full and I'm awake, and I don't know how much I can take before I get too angry to be sad. Someone else's heart. He'll try to steal your dreams away. feature Reese Winans at the piano here? This is from me to you, each one of us, to each one of you, one to one.
If I am the question, you are the answer.
Thanks, Ben. Thank you. Oh,
guess tonight you just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, just keep your head together. You just call my name out loud. And soon I will be knocking upon your door. You just call. I do believe that I've got a friend.
It's so good to know.
It's so good to know.
It's so